vaulted in deep, stripping skin to the bone, skin deep. Only in skin deep can I fool the innermost, that I shall relinquish, but that is gone forever, forever there. Buttressed tight between the brittle fragility of the skull lies a bastard cell of madness. Only in that severed physicality lies a spasticized nullification of order, a conscious disembodiment of reality, a sort of strangulation of the soul. Even in standing erect, does such an automatic gesticulation harbor a prejudice? I have to tie the left limb down to stop it from dreaming. The venal formations, its bulbous tributaries swell with a kind of heaviness, a sort of lightness, the weightless anchor, swung pendulum of deftness. The right limb has been pounded senseless with the forehead. Raising above the knee pivots the body clean off the ground, lacerating the nervous system with vertical spasms, a scorching friction, piercing bleached frigid blades in the side of the neck. An ever-increasing spiral of fatigue condenses in the flat of the wrists, an uneasy sensation of solitude descending, squeezing the temples. A low buzzing sound emanates from its final cracking. Memory splinters the imagination, an incomprehensible swaying from the center, a turbulent rotation of being petrifies the breath, the intoxication of reason, with a colossal swelling of the brain, a momentary blindness, punctured only by death.